Imagine you're at a party. You're surrounded by people. There's laughter, conversation, drinking. You should feel connected, right? But instead, there's a quiet emptiness inside you. A feeling that no one here really sees you, really understands you. Now imagine sitting alone in a quiet cabin, deep in the mountains, with a journal, a fire, your own thoughts, maybe some background music. First time in weeks, you feel whole, content. This is the difference between loneliness and solitude. Loneliness is an absence. Solitude is a presence. That's the crucial difference. Carl Jung puts it best. He says, loneliness does not come from having no people around, but from being unable to communicate the things that seem important to you. You can feel lonely in a crowded city, and you can be completely at peace in an empty forest. Solitude is a good thing, and there are some gifts that solitude provides. It forces you to meet yourself. Most people avoid solitude not because they hate being alone, but because they hate who they are when they're alone. Think about it, there. The second you're left with your thoughts, what do you do? Reach for your phone, turn on Netflix, text someone. Why is that? Because solitude is a mirror. It shows you the parts of yourself you've been running from, your fears, your insecurities, your unfulfilled dreams. It's why Jung saw solitude as the gateway to deep self-awareness. He said, the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. But how can you become who you truly are if you're never alone long enough to hear your own thoughts? So try sitting alone for an hour. No phone, no music, no distractions. Maybe a pen and paper. Pay attention to what you think about. Pay attention to how you feel. Do you feel restless, bored, anxious? Maybe you can ask yourself, what is it that I'm avoiding? Most people never want to do this because it's uncomfortable. But as we know, discomfort is where growth happens. Solitude unlocks creativity, deep thinking, etc. It's the great minds pattern. The pattern you'll notice among history's greatest thinkers is they all retreated into solitude to do their best work. Nietzsche took Friedrich Nietzsche took long walks in the mountains to develop his philosophy. Einstein spent hours in deep thought, completely alone. Nikola Tesla locked himself away in his workshop, letting ideas flow. Carl Jung built a stone tower in the Swiss countryside where he'd retreat to reflect, write, think, etc. Why did they all do this? Because they realized that creativity isn't born in distraction. It's born in deep work, in depth, and requires space to think. If you're constantly just reacting, you're checking notifications, you're consuming information, you're not creating, you're not thinking, you're just processing. To ask yourself, when was the last time I was alone long enough for an original thought to emerge? Solitude builds mental strength as well. Think of the mountain metaphor. You picture a low mountain standing against the wind. The storms come, the rains fall, but the mountain doesn't need the approval of the trees below or the rivers beside it. It just is. That's what solitude does for your mind as well. It makes you independent. It forces you to develop an inner foundation that doesn't crumble the second someone disapproves of you and doesn't validate you. Most people fear solitude because they fear their own weakness. What if solitude was the path to strength? Can you go an entire day without seeking validation? No social media, no unnecessary conversations, no agreement with the people just because. Observe how often you crave external approval. Ask yourself, do I have my own feet, foundation and freedom, or do I need others to tell me who I am? So how do we embrace solitude without the feeling of isolation? Can we schedule alone time? Can we use solitude for creation, not just consumption? Can we look for output, not input? Can we cut out distractions? Give ourselves silence so we can actually think? Can we get into nature and away from the quote unquote hustle and bustle? So the point is we need to spend actually more time alone. If you're always busy, you're watching something, you're out with the friends, you're listening to music and shows, etc. The mind is processing information. It doesn't have time to actually sit and work through and reflect on what's going on. It's really important that we have time aside, which is solitude. A man who has not passed through the inferno of his passions has never overcome them. It's just Carl Jung. So, can you spend one full day alone? No social media, no distractions, just you and your thoughts. Let your mind wander. Let your mind think about things. Let your mind think of solutions to problems. So, instead of being a busy idiot, why don't you actually sit down, think, spend time on your own? You've not got any influence from other people, and you'll be surprised what gems of thought trail and ideas you come up with.